This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And now Sean Danis of our news desk is here in the studio to give us the latest in our market wrap. And the EPF says it has approved at least 2.5 million out of some 3.9 million applicants for iSENA as of January 4th. The approval was for Category 1 submissions from December 21st. And the fund has also revealed that the total approved withdrawal amount is over 19.6 billion ringgit and the payout will be made in stages. So I have to say, ever since we first heard about it, there's been a lot of discourse about iSENA, whether or not it's right to withdraw, the application process, the ensuing confusion. And in line with that, I hear you have a story about EPF withdrawals and good old Wikipedia.
Yeah, so what happened is that the Putri Gunung Ledang legend has been modified on Wikipedia. And I mean, as we know, the Putri gave seven conditions to Melaka Sultan Mahmud, right? So the latest added condition, according to Wikipedia, is that the Sultan must do a one-off withdrawal of 10,000 ringgit from the EPF. And and it says the Sultan was able to meet all other conditions, including, you know, like building the golden bridge that, you know, connects the bridge and the Gunung Ledang itself, and then also bringing, what was it, seven trays of mosquito hearts, seven trays of germ hearts, you know, something like that. And despite doing all the impossible, the Sultan still apparently failed to win the Putri's heart, and simply because he couldn't make the EPF withdrawal. And in fact, there was an interesting piece about this on the Star today. It was basically to highlight how volunteers in Malaysia are keeping Wikipedia safe from misinformation and disinformation. And I mean, it's good that we are talking about social media today as well, right? And in this case, this was about a dedicated secondary school teacher who noticed that the Putri Gunung Ledang legend, which was in Malay in Wikipedia, was modified, and he quickly corrected it. And his name is Awang Abdul Muiz, and he's one of the few active Wikipedia contributors in Malaysia. And he was quoted saying somebody edited the story to reflect the situation at that time when people were waiting for the finance ministry to clarify the iSENA application process.
This is such a Malaysian story. I love it.
Yes, I now have to go check it out as well. But to get back to the story, the report also highlights the unseen contribution of the Malaysian Wikipedian community. So, for example, it says Awang has edited about 4,500 articles in four languages since 2007, and he also spends at least an hour a day on the platform.
Correct. So these are the unsung heroes of the internet world. I mean, people we don't see. And according to the Wikimedia Community User Group Malaysia, I mean, this is a small but active group of Wikipedians, and they hold regular meetings and also connect with each other. So the group has about 50 members, but only about 10 of them are editing consistently now. And some of them, you know, they became inactive after a while because of their commitments. And of course, they don't get paid to do it, you see. So since Wikipedia is non-profit, it relies on donations from readers to run the site. And Wiki also doesn't host ads for revenue despite having more than 1 billion views per month. They can easily make money, but they are not doing it. And this is why the volunteers don't get paid for their work. And if you wonder why what they do with the donations, well, they are mostly used for maintaining the servers, legal services, and also tech support. And personally, I used to wonder how they know if an article is edited, because, you know, they don't have many editors, while they have about 55 million articles in 300 languages. So I always wondered. And in the report, one of the Malaysian editors, he said that this is how they detect. They basically look at the size of an entry. So if a page has suddenly increased or decreased in size, it means the information could have been added or removed. And that's one way to pick up all these trolls and vandals and how they are changing the information on Wikipedia. So that was an interesting story today.
Nice. Tell us whether you've ever edited anything on Wikipedia. Are you also, as Sean puts it, an unsung hero of the internet world? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.